Good evening, everyone. It's time to take charge of your life. Hello, this is marriage and family therapist Eleanor Barbaro, your host, inviting you to take charge of your life on WDIY. The theme of this program is that so many events in life happen to us over which we have no control. Our only control is our response to life's situations. It is often said that 90% of life's events happen to us, and 10% is what we make happen. Tonight we talk about how so many of us look forward to retiring. We look forward to the freedom of creating our own schedule. However, we find that there is an absence in our lives that creates an emptiness. What renews us is the power of volunteering to help us take charge of our lives. My guests this evening are Carla Bockel, the Director of Volunteer Services at Lehigh Valley Health Network, which includes all campus gift shops and volunteer services to all the hospitals in the Lehigh Valley Network, and Kathy Lieber, who before retiring was one of the highest-ranking women for Philip Morris Kraft Foods, She led an international dynamic career in domestic and international marketing, strategic planning, and corporate affairs, and was a corporate spokesman in Latin America. In 2010, Kathy and her husband Scott co-founded Judith's Reading Room, a 501c3 organization in the memory of Scott's cousin, Judith Krug, a librarian. From her wonderful background, Kathy has been able to find renewed purpose and meaning through her volunteering efforts at Lehigh Valley Health Network, as well as her efforts with Judith's Reading Room. Kathy Lieber is a retired but fulfilled person as a result of her volunteering experiences at Lehigh Valley Health Network. To help us understand how volunteering can help us to experience new joy and meaning, it is a pleasure to welcome Kathy Lieber to WDIY to help us take charge of our lives.
Thank you, Ellie. Good evening.
Good evening. So the last time we spoke, I was looking up my records, and we spoke in 2010.
Can you believe how time flies?
And we were talking about that time about your establishing Judith's Reading Room. And that has come a long way. Tell us about that.
Oh, for sure. I mean, when I look back in 2010, we had just finished all the work with the CPA to set up the organization as a literacy not-for-profit. We weren't exactly sure where it would ever go. We started shipping books to the troops, engaging volunteers. One thing led to another, and today we have in place 96 libraries in 19 countries around the world. We have libraries on board aircraft carriers at marine bases in Japan, at almost every hospital in the Lehigh Valley and in other locations.
Well, that is a marvelous accomplishment. If you will it, it is no dream. And you have to put in the work behind that to make that dream come true.
So that's right. And with volunteers, so not only am I a volunteer, but I need to attract volunteers because we don't pay any salaries, of course. All of the funding goes toward the establishment of libraries and buying books and giving awards now. So in 2015, we took a different avenue, actually, because we felt that we were, of course, instilling in others a love of reading by providing books, but we didn't feel in our souls that we were on the front line of literacy. And so we created this award, the Freedom Through Literacy Award, in which we give cash prizes to people who we say are on the front line, like teachers, educators, administrators, nonprofits, other nonprofits. Students who are doing amazing things with literacy. And every year we give out a minimum of $4,500 in cash. And in fact, I'm here tonight to announce that our 2019 Freedom Through Literacy Award application is just now posted on our website, www.judasreadingroom.org. The application deadline is July 1st. There are just a handful of questions that are really getting to understanding what is it about a person that makes them so passionate about books, education, wanting people anywhere to be able to read.
Well, I think that is absolutely wonderful and exciting. And my question to you is, what makes you so passionate about volunteering at Lehigh Valley Hospital Network?
Okay, so I retired 15 years ago from a, as you mentioned before, you know, a very important big job, international job in New York, where I worked for 26 years. And before that, I had other jobs. So it was really a lifetime since graduating from UC Davis of working and climbing that corporate ladder. So when I retired, I really was at sixes and sevens. I didn't know what to do. And a lot of my friends said, oh, you should do this, or you should do that, or you should learn to do horseback riding. And I was like, are you really? I don't own a horse. Why would I want to do horseback riding? But anyway, so what happened was I came to understand right away that when you stop working, there is a big door that slams in your face. And there's a lot of silence on the other side of that door. A lot of almost aloneness that I was very uncomfortable with. And so I started to think, what do I know, you know, from my work? All of us, no matter what job we had, we have skills. And so I started thinking, what do I know? What do I love to do, actually? Among them, read books. And then we had a family tragedy, and that was losing my husband's cousin, who I loved dearly, Judy Krug, who was a librarian, as you mentioned. And all of a sudden, I thought, we need to do something with books in Judy's memory. I was retired. I had the time to begin to think, what could this be? But I didn't have the answer. So I went to Barnes & Noble. And I sat and talked with a community relations person to explain my situation, grief-stricken situation. And they helped me come up with this idea that we could give books to people less fortunate. And that is really how we got kick-started, and started boxing books in our living room at our house. And now it's a global organization.
That is a wonderful story about how you can make things happen by simply looking at what you can do and what's important to you. My next question is, let's come back to Lehigh Valley Hospital Network. How did you get involved with Lehigh Valley Hospital Network? I mean, did you want to bring Judas Reading Room to the Lehigh Valley Network? What drove you to think of volunteering there?
Well, it's a perfect question because, in fact, because of Judas Reading Room, we first became involved with Lehigh Valley Health Network in Allentown in November of 2010. So almost right away, where we donated a collection of children's books to the pediatric unit. Now, why? A nurse asked if we could provide books that would help distract the parents mostly, but also the children while they were in their room before the operation, calm the child down, let the doctor and nurse put the IV in while the parent is reading aloud, also in a huge way calming down the parents who exert maybe some nervous energy to children inadvertently. And we provided almost 500 children's books at that time in November. So then fast forward to 2012, where I happened to meet a wonderful woman named Jane Risley, Director of Development for Lehigh Valley Health Network. And through Jane, I learned about their Hackerman Pets House, the home away from home for mostly, let's say, parents and relatives, loved ones of people who may have been helicoptered into the hospital. We're talking about the emergency situation there at Lehigh Valley Health Network, where family members want to stay at a reduced rate at Hackerman Pat's House.
I just want to mention that if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Take Charge of Your Life. And this is my guest this evening is Kathy Lieber, who has led a dynamic 26-year career in domestic and international marketing, and is now she's now a volunteer at Lehigh Valley Hospital Network, and she and her husband, Scott, have co-founded Judith's Reading Room, an organization in the memory of Scott's cousin, Judith Krug, a librarian. So you were saying you were... So what got you involved in volunteering at the hospital itself?
So then what happened was Scott and I moved to Berks County, and immediately I was able to also transition to Berks County when we downsized from our big farm in Riegelsville with my Penn State Master Gardener volunteer effort. And I was working on different projects in Northampton and in Lehigh counties as a Penn State Master Gardener since 2005. And I went to some projects in the Berks County Extension Office. But that I would have to say, Ellie, fulfilled me in an interesting way, because I'm not a scientist. I'm not a natural expert in gardening. I don't understand diseases and insects as much. Well, I do now, but not then. And the Master Gardener program answers my desire to have lifelong learning, because we are required to have 10 hours a year of continuous education. And these are complicated topics, like, for example, what to do with the spotted lanternfly, which is a huge nuisance in our area. And Berks County is the ground zero of this epidemic, of this awful thing. But it was not filling my time. So I thought, I'm new in Berks County. The closest maybe hospital that I am aware of is Lehigh Valley Health Network on 78 at Cedar Crest. Let me call my friend, Jane Risley, who helped me get the donation of books, as I was mentioning a minute ago, to Hackerman Pat's House. That library, by the way, is still functioning, running up to the minute with coffee table books, because we're talking about parents who've been rushed and are staying overnight, maybe days, at this place. And to calm them down in their distress, there's a library there that we created of custom coffee table books. And so I called my friend Jane, from remembering her from 2012, and I said, Jane, I'd like to become a volunteer at Lehigh Valley Health Network Hospital. How do I do that? She said, well, let's meet for lunch. And so the two of us met at the Shelby near Whole Foods there, and we talked and chatted, and she put me in touch with a colleague of Carla's, who I know will be on the line in a minute, named Lynn Schaefer. And Lynn interviewed me, and Lynn must have seen something in me. Certainly, I'm sure, a commitment, a passion to help, a willingness to serve, and she's the one who placed me in my posting at the Children's Surgical Center at the hospital, Lehigh Valley Health Network Hospital there on Cedar Crest, where I go every Tuesday for 4 hours.
Well, that is wonderful. But what I'm seeing is that you radiate with joy just even talking about it. And that is the remarkable thing, that it has given you such a sense of satisfaction and pleasure to be able to offer your services at the Lehigh Valley Health Network in Cedar Crest. And what we're going to do is we're going to come back in a little bit, and we're going to talk about what kind of events take place that give you such a sense of purpose and pleasure in being able to volunteer your services? And we're also going to talk with Carla Bacco, who is in charge of who is the director of volunteer services at Lehigh Valley Health Network, which includes all the campuses, and what are the opportunities for people to volunteer when we return to Take Charge of Your Life on WDIY.
Spread the word about your business or organization to a well-informed audience. Become an underwriter with WDIY. Our lineup of NPR news and locally produced programs reaches thousands of engaged listeners in the Lehigh Valley and beyond. Underwriting on WDIY is an affordable and effective way to provide information about your product and services to people who care. To learn more about underwriting opportunities, 610-694-8100, extension 6, or WDIY.org.
Welcome back to Take Charge of Your Life. Hello, this is Eleanor Bobro, your host. This evening, we're talking about the benefits of volunteering. And my guests this evening are Kathy Lieber, who led a dynamic 26-year career in domestic and international marketing and corporate affairs for Philip Morris Kraft Foods. And we're also talking with Carla Bacco, who is the Director of Volunteer Services at Lehigh Valley Health Network, which includes all campuses and all volunteer opportunities in all of the hospitals in the Lehigh Valley Health Network. I want to welcome you, Carla Bacco.
Welcome. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
We were just talking in the first section about Kathy's looking for meaning and fulfillment in volunteering. What has been your experience working with volunteers, and what are the opportunities available at Lehigh Valley Health Network?
Well, Ellie, I've been in the volunteer realm pretty much all of my life, from a young child all the way now as part of my career. Being engaged with volunteerism has just been a wonderful thing that I've experienced. So when we think about volunteerism, the first thing that I think about is how to make an impact, making a lasting difference. Things that you may not be able to control, or things that you might have a passion about, that's how we choose where and how we want to make a difference. And it's easy to get inspired with something you truly care about. And here at Lehigh Valley Health Network, we have volunteer opportunities that range from assisting patients to do meaningful things for them, all the way to assisting our staff, running errands, and providing services throughout the hospital. We sit with the dying, those who might be alone or don't have loved ones at the end of life. We also even hold our newest humans that have entered the world who need an extra hand and extra love and care to help them grow and get stronger as they're entering the world.
By humans, you mean infants?
Yes, little teeny tiny babies are little humans. So that's something that we do with, for babies who might be in intensive care for a long period of time, months and months, and we have parents and family, life still goes on. And so these are kind of our fill-ins, people that can hold and touch these babies that improves their growth and their health. So there's lots and lots of opportunities in a hospital. From, like I said, a couple of the examples that we have. So pretty much there's a fit for just about everybody.
So if you have an interest that you'd like to explore, you can give you a call. How do they get in touch with you, Carla, if they're interested?
Yes. So if you go to lvhn.org, our website, at the bottom of the homepage, there's a link that says Become a Volunteer, and that takes you to our webpage that tells you a little bit more information how to become a volunteer. Now, healthcare is as regulated as about anything in the world, and so there are a few hurdles that we have to get through with all of our volunteers, from clearances to making sure they're trained appropriately, understand our HIPAA and privacy laws, regulations, background checks. So we get through that process with this individual. You'll have an interview, and then we'll place you according to your ideas, your strengths, what your interests are in our facility. So that's how you can apply, and then you can also look at our website page to give you some of the opportunities that are listed there. So it will tell you what departments and maybe what we're looking for. There is a small snippet of that there. So we encourage people to start there. We also have a phone number that can reach any of our campuses, any of our volunteer services departments, and that number is 610-969-2850. And you'll have an option to select to talk to anyone at any of our campuses.
And let me ask you, Kathy, what intrigued you and what gave you a sense of fulfillment by participating as a volunteer on the Children's
Surgical Center?
Children's Surgical Center. Mm-hmm. Can you give us an example?
Oh, we would need all night, okay? But let me just completely say ditto, ditto, ditto to everything that Carla has just mentioned. I mean, I know for a fact that every time I volunteer, I have made a difference. I've made a difference in someone's life. Either I've helped a nurse by running an errand, like, for example, escorting a family to the valet parking area, where if I'm not there, that would mean a nurse would be off the floor taking the family down, and it could take minutes. And those are precious minutes that could be better spent with a family and another patient, reviewing records, doing something crucial to his or her job, okay? So I know in that minute, while someone might say, oh, that's so small, to me, it's huge. Because I define my success by, have I helped another person today? I know it because I feel valued. I am appreciated. The nurses and the families, they say thank you so much. I said to one of them one day, if I had a nickel for every time you guys said thank you, I'd be so wealthy. but I do things like whatever. If the nurse says, oh, Kathy, could you please get a warm blanket out of the warming oven and a red popsicle for room 5. So now I have to remember that she said room 5, right? Because I don't want to irritate her by saying, what room did you say? So I'm paying attention. I'm very focused. I consider it a job. And I go and I do that. And sometimes it's so funny because I'll hear the nurse ask the patient, would you like an orange, green, or red popsicle? And I'll hear the child's answer. Instantly, I'm at the freezer pulling it out, bringing it back to the room, and the child has like bug eyes, like, how did that happen so fast? This place is magic.
So you help children believe in magic when they're in the hospital, giving them a sense of satisfaction and joy, no matter what they're dealing with.
Exactly. And I think the nurse smiles too. So I'm lifting, I think, her spirit in that moment. But another example, Ellie, where I feel so useful is when a child is being wheeled into the OR and the parents are standing there, like I have been in their shoes. I understand it is awful, and the parents are upset, and sometimes they're crying. And I just say, hey, let's go get a cup of coffee. We have the neatest Keurig machine down at the end of the hall. And before you know it, the parent is not crying anymore, and they're smiling, and they're walking with me down the hall to get a cup of coffee, come back in the room, and maybe the husband's wearing an Eagles hat, or the other day, a father was wearing a Marine Corps T-shirt, and so I told him how Judas Reading Room, we've donated books to the Marines in Japan and other places, and I'm just trying to use my imagination to figure out how can I connect, what part of me, what part of my experience connect with these people in this room while they are waiting for the very great news that everything has gone well and they'll see their child in a few minutes.
Well, that is very important. What you're saying is that everything that we do is important, and you look for the little ways that you can make meaning and give solace to people who are concerned about the well-being of their children. And you just give them a few moments of getting their minds off, and they look to you and say, thank you.
That's right. And the other day when I was leaving on Tuesday, it just was coincidence that an anesthesia tech was walking down to take his lunch break at the same time I was leaving. And he turned to me and he said, with a smile on his face, he said, you're doing a good job. And I looked up at him and I said, well, you know, sometimes you have to say that the things that I do, someone might think are small things, but I make them major because I want that blanket to be hot, so I pick the right blanket, and I make sure I've got the right color of popsicle, or I've got the apple juice in the cup with the lid and the straw so it doesn't spill on the child, and I make it perfect. And that's how, Ellie, I have transitioned from a working life, a fulfilled working career, into a meaningful, passionate, fulfilling, not retirement. See, I'm not tired. I'm not retired. I'm fired up about my ability to have these same feelings inside my soul and my heart, and to be able to express that, you know, with joy.
Well, I think that is a wonderful example. Carla.
Yes.
You are very fortunate to have this, to have Kathy as a volunteer.
Oh, my goodness. She is such a blessing to us. Yeah. And I tell you, you know, that's some of the best parts of my day is when I can just walk around and I'm surrounded by people that I can say, thank you. Thank you for what you do, and thank you for what a difference you make in your community.
And I think the important thing is that to be aware that we can find fulfillment in our lives by looking for the opportunity to volunteer our professional services, that we may be retired from quote-unquote professional work, but we have an opportunity to give back and to receive recognition and pleasure and meaning in our lives through volunteering. What are some of the openings and volunteers at the Lehigh Valley Health Network that you are looking for? Anything special?
Sure. We're always looking for volunteers, and we have opportunities to help run errands in our hospital. I will tell you this, that we have people from ages 20 to, I think our oldest volunteer might be 97, 98 right now.
Oh, God bless.
I know. We have several volunteers in their 90s, which just goes to prove the point of volunteering is something so good for you, so good for your health, so good for you psychologically. I feel that the people that I'm surrounded with on a daily basis are the healthiest aging group of population in the Lehigh Valley, for sure. But opportunities that we have are running errands throughout the hospital. I had mentioned some other things with being with patients, you know, sitting with the dying who might be alone, visiting with lonely patients, simple things like passing water to patients, like Kathy had mentioned, escorting patients to and from places, or patients or visitors. So we have a lot of people that we're tending to, not just patients, but as Kathy mentioned, if we can prevent a clinician, someone who is licensed to practice medicine, from leaving their area by diverting that work to a volunteer, something that we can assist with, how awesome is that? Because we're allowing them the time that they need with their patients and providing the clinical care that they need.
I want to thank you, Carla Bockel, Director of Volunteer Services at Lehigh Valley Health Network, and volunteer Kathy Lieber, for helping us to understand that there is a way for us to put joy and meaning into our lives through our efforts of volunteering. Thank you again for listening. Thank you, Neil Heaver, producer. See you all on the radio next Monday evening at 6:30 p.m. when I again invite you to take charge of your life on WDIY.